They came out of the smoke haze slowly and carefully, making every effort to show no fear and failing with it. What weapons they had were meager and barely enough to scratch the armor of the Astartes. There were fewer than 20 of them, a haggard and dispirited flock. Young and old, male and female, their bodies malnourished and their faces hollowed with hunger and fatigue.
I knew it. I sensed them. Survivors, here, and common men at that. It's not possible. It would seem otherwise. If they had made it to a refuge, waited until the bio-agents dissipated.
Do not underestimate the will to live. You need not be an Astartes to possess that trait. You! Lower your weapons in the presence of the Emperor's Astartes, or answer for it!
An older man in a torn military jumpsuit stepped forward and gestured for the others to do as Garrow had commanded. Doffing his forage cap, he took a few paces closer.
The Emperor's Astartes, you say? Of what legion are you, then? Your colours are unfamiliar.
You dare to question us? We carry the mark of the Sigilite.
All you need to know is that we serve the Emperor of Mankind.
Not Horus Lupercal.
The Oathbreaker Horus, and all those who side with him, have been declared excommunicatus traitoris by the Council of Terror. Now, you will answer my questions. Who are you, and how did you survive the virus bombs?
The man told them his name was Arcudi. He had been a deck captain in the motive crew aboard a Titan, the Ark Belus, but the war machine had been crippled and beheaded early in the battle with the traitors. Arcudi and some of his men escaped into the city even as the bombardment began. They took shelter in a series of underground transit tunnels, moving to the deepest levels as the bombs fell. By sheer blind luck, they had become sealed in down there, buried under tons of rockcrete and stone. Many had perished as they worked to dig themselves out, and in the months that passed, the battle above their heads burned itself out. The turncoats had moved on.
We have been crossing the great span of the city on foot, but the passage has taken a long time. We move only at the speed of our slowest. We are searching for a way to flee this dead world. A ship, if such a thing can be found intact. But our morale and our strength runs thin, Lord Astartes. We endured such hardships, such horrors.
We cannot help you. We have a mission here. Would you leave them to die?
Please help us. If you truly are loyal to Terra, I have always believed the Emperor protects. The Emperor protects.
What did you say?
Garrow strode over to Arcudi's side, and the old soldier stiffened in fear. He did not resist as Garrow took his arm and pulled back the ragged, torn sleeve of his tunic. There, about the soldier's wrist, was a gold chain with an icon of an Aquila.
The Emperor protects. He does indeed. And here and now, we three are the instruments of his will. You will come with us.
Garrow, this is a mistake. We are not here to rescue a litter of wounded strays.
Garrow gave the other warrior a hard look.
You do not know the letter of Malkador's orders for this mission, World Eater. Or do you believe you would be more suited to direct this duty than I?
Varen said nothing, and at length shook his head, but his soured expression spoke volumes. On some level, Garrow knew the other Astartes was correct. But it was clear that Arcudi and many of his group were also followers of the Lectitio Divinitatis, and whatever duty the battle captain had to the Sigilite, his faith in the Emperor transcended it. Arcudi saw something in his eyes and spoke to him in careful, conspiratorial tones.
He sent you. We prayed, and he sent you. The moment we saw daylight again, I knew we would be delivered. If only we could escape the beast.
Beast!
Explain yourself, deck captain.
A new fear, strong and potent, shimmered in the soldier's eyes, and he threw a worried glance over his shoulder.
There is
A revenant that prowls the ruins of the city. A terrible, monstrous thing. It has been stalking us. I have seen it. A hulking form wreathed in a tattered cloak, stinking of blood and death. It has already killed many of us, returning again and again to prey upon our numbers. I fear it will end us all before we can find safety.
Arcudi's terror lingered in the air like the dust in the wind. But something in his description sounded a cold, steady clarion in Garrow's mind. When he spoke again, he spoke to all. This revenant, if it is beyond you to defeat it, then we will do so in your stead. We will not wait for the next attack to come. Baron, Rubio, ready yourselves. We will take the fight to this beast. We will battle it on our own terms.
Every man who has tried perished.
We are not men. We are Astartes.